Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 February 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And as always, I mean that. And tomorrow, of course, being Thursday, if everything goes normal, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Loving to hear from you. If you just will call and say hello, we enjoy that. Now, I do really mean that. I say it all the time, but I really mean that, especially new callers. It's just good to hear your voice and know you're out there. I may not get to talk a long time, but I just like to hear your voice, say hello, and we'll just chat a second, and I may have to turn you to... Excuse me, so I got that cough. May have to turn you loose, but we want to hear from you. And don't forget this weekend... we're going to schedule another Bible study, hopefully in person this time. We'll see. It's not looking too promising right now, but we'll find out. And you can watch us live by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on Rumble. And there we are, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And you also listen on the phone. If you don't have internet, you can listen to 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And we have new people listening all the time, live and otherwise. Thank you so much for doing that. It's folks, we're actually trying to be here to glorify our Father in heaven. Maybe encourage you folks to edify in some ways. I mean that. I do. I really do. And don't forget also that we're offering the flags this month. Flags I think everybody should have flying in their homes, especially the Christian flag. That should be predominant in all your places in your home. The Christian flag proclaiming that your citizenship truly is in heaven, that you're a believer in Christ, you've been blood-bought, spirit-filled, born-again, a believer. Then we have the colonial flag, the Betsy Ross flag. We have the Confederate battle flag, which is St. Andrew's cross. We have the Don't Tread on Me flag, all four of those, three by five flags, for $34.95. You'll pay $20-$25 bucks a piece other places. We found a source, again, very expensive. They're maybe not the best out there, but folks, we want something that's going to last a while and get your money's worth out of it. They're available. And the 29-page article on the truth about Pearl Harbor and how we were deceived into World War II. Roosevelt is big time into that. So if you want to get a copy of that, it's also $10. Just call tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I'd appreciate it very much if you do that. And just get what you can, help us if you can. Don't forget, we're still offering all the other products of the Of course, the Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash, the Strauss products. We have a lot of things here, and I do recommend the books we offer here too, folks. If you don't have our catalog, we still have some left. We have the fall and winter catalog. If you haven't received one yet, just call tomorrow and say, I want one. There's no charge. No charge. And if you want to start receiving our monthly magazine online for free, email me and tell me so, or call tomorrow and give us your email address. We're doing our best to reach out to you, give you information, share with your friends and family. Maybe get their eyes open what's happening. Now, tonight on tonight's broadcast, I have a gentleman who's been on a sponsor of the program now for a long time. And he's got back problems and I got coughing problems. So bear with us, old folks, okay? We're going to talk to Daniel Brigman about a very serious situation. Maybe you haven't noticed it lately, but I noticed that the price of food's going through the roof. I noticed the scarcity of food. I don't just mean eggs. There's a scarcity of food on the shelves. I see that a lot. Things I used to buy all the time that I really enjoyed, for example, like turkey hams. I don't eat pork. It's not good for me. I don't like it. I don't eat it. A turkey ham is a product that's made to look like a ham. It's made out of pure turkey. It tastes delicious, and it's something I can have as an alternative. You can't find those anywhere now. I mean, poultry has been hit hard over the last three, 4 years, destroying millions and millions of chickens and ducks and turkeys. They're doing it on purpose, folks. They're creating a food shortage day by day on different issues, different topics, different things. Now, it's going to increase. Don't get an uproar. No point getting all upset because it's not going to change and upset. It's just happening. You need to prepare yourself for what's going on. And a little bit of food storage is a wise thing to do. Preferably, you'll never need it. Except maybe one day when you eat it because you got it. But if you need it and don't have it, folks, it's going to be rough. And Daniel Brigman, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor. So good to be with you, buddy.
Well, it's been a while. It really is. It really has been a while. And sometimes you're a hard man to get a hold of.
Well, I tell you, today's a little bit worse. We were talking before, between your coughing and my back. I don't know. We might need a sub here halfway through the game here. We may have to take a halftime. I don't know.
Well, we could turn it over to Todd, but his back's hurting too, so we're in trouble.
I know. It's a bad season over here, but
anyway.
I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you. It really is, Daniel. And I don't need to tell you, being in the food business like you are, I know you see what's happening with the food sources. And we can talk about eggs if you want to for a minute, but eggs, this is all a made-up food shortage. We know that. This bird flu nonsense and on it goes, and the masses buy into it. I mean, $7 average price for a dozen of eggs. My gosh, I mean, how ridiculous. How much people are going to tolerate, I have no idea. But that's just one thing. Now, stores in different areas are now starting to ration eggs. You can only buy like a dozen at a time or something. I mean, Daniel, we're talking about a country that once had food overflowing everywhere, and now we're having to ration eggs?
We literally, in the United States, after World War II, literally, not hyperbolically, literally fed about half the world.
Yes, we
literally.
Did.
You talk about a land flowing with milk and honey and just overflowing. That's the United States. Eggs. We'll talk about the eggs. And he says, you mentioned whether it's real or not real. Well, on some level, it doesn't matter because it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And they did kill millions and millions of chickens, whether real or not real or a justifiable cause. And what that led to is now what we're seeing with these eggs. And I think people are, the whole system is just like COVID. The shipping, the infrastructure, the supply chain, it gets stretched, it gets broken on certain things, certain suppliers that were always there filling in gaps, stop gaps along the supply chain, they're not there anymore. And I'm going into a little bit of detail on this because this is typical. You could apply this to several things. So this is hopefully a good educational lesson so people understand. So say XYZ Egg Place is out. Well, XYZ Eggs Place they just had to kill, you know, let's just say 10 million chickens, whatever. They don't have, they only have 10% of the eggs that they used to have. Well, XYZ Egg Place, you got to understand, is the supplier for this region and the supplier in these different networks. It's already locked in. They have the supply chain. They have everything set up. There may be ABC chicken house over here that still has chickens, whatever, even if they didn't kill a single one. They're not set up like XYZ chicken house, so their eggs can't get to market the same way, and there's a gap, just like COVID, just like, you know, when you couldn't get your, you know, whatever, your cabinets for your house, your door to your cabinet that you wanted, you couldn't get. It's the same thing. It's not that there's not a door to your cabinet. It's that it the supply chain is broken, or what has been typical, the way these things have been shipped, is not there. So with eggs, it's all exasperated. It's such a staple food. It is. There's definitely some hype, some scare around it that exasperates it. Now, years ago, I've made several, I won't say prophecies is the wrong word, but I'm telling you this because I see it. It's pretty, if you were in my position, this wouldn't be hard for you to come on the radio and tell these things. I said years ago, I said eggs will be a dollar a dozen. And they were probably about 4 years ago, they hit a dollar a dozen in certain places of America. They went back down. I talked about it. And I at that time, I said there's going to come a time, not too far, it's going to be a dollar a dozen again. And just recently, certain things, maybe it's $8, maybe it's $7, maybe it's $9 where you're at. Some parts of America, it already is a dollar a piece. I don't know what I said. Not a dollar a dozen, dollar a piece. So $12 for a dozen. I'm in a little bit of pain. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So a dollar a piece for an egg. And so that's what we're staring. If you're not there yet, you're close to it. It may hit there everywhere. I don't know. Some places it already has. The supply chain from COVID to now, it's not. I've been saying this over and over again, and this is what you have to understand. Even if there is food available or supply or whatever, or like I said, a cabinet door or a screen door, whatever it is, even if it's available, it's not necessarily available to you because of the supply chain, the network, the just-in-time shipping, the heavy reliability on these centralized systems, they have broken down. So whether it's real that there's no eggs, or whether it's just the supply chain broke it down, or somewhere in the middle, that's what we're seeing. And I don't see that being solved tomorrow, Pastor, that this is going to be a little bit of an ongoing thing. How long, it's hard to predict. But it's typical, it's indicative, it's an indicator. Egg is such an indicator food group or staple that, you know, there's an issue.
There is an issue. And as you said, whether it's real or not, whether it's they're telling the truth or not, it's still an issue for the consumer. They're paying the price or not being able to get them. So these are things that we never... I never, growing up as a young man, would dream possible that in America we would have this problem just to buy eggs to feed a family. And I mean, I would never have thought that. It wasn't in my mind because we had everything, plenty of everything. Store shelves were stocked, prices were fair. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We know this is partly man-made of this so-called bird flu. One chicken out of a million gets sick, they slaughter the whole chicken coop. I mean, so it has come down. There's going to be a shortage of eggs and chicken meat and other things also. But now they're talking about spreading to cattle. And over the last 4 years under Biden administration, you probably remember this too, Daniel, how many factories shut down, how many were burned down, how much livestock was burned right in the barns. Well, you remember all that happening, don't you?
Well, of course, it's been written about. We've talked about it on your broadcast several times. It was 100, and I stopped counting, but it was like 120 production facilities, and it was more than that. That's when I stopped really paying attention to the number. It was 120 production facilities, large to even big ones, had been shut down for various reasons. And if you told me 5 or 10 were shut down because of the fire, because of this, because of that, because of whatever, I would say, okay, well, you know, that happens. If you're telling me 120 shut down, there's something much bigger going on. It defies the laws of statistics. I mean, there's no way that there's a coincidence here. Something is going on. And when you see the propaganda in the media, you've talked about this, I'm sure, ad nauseum about the bugs. They want you to eat bugs in the food and replacement meals and these Beyond Burgers and what have you, all these things that are going right along with it. It's not hard to put two and two together. You can see there's some sort of agenda at the highest level, at these corporate levels, of something is going on. Meat was the first indicator when I do interviews. That's the first thing that I would come on and talk about. Watch the meat, watch the meat, watch the meat. And I still say watch the meat. Now the eggs are a little more in your face, but don't forget about the meat. This is such a huge part, you know, in being just being an American, honestly, of our lifestyle. This idea of, you know, the West and cattle and freedom and roaming and free range and, you know, John Wayne and the whole, it's so Americana. And the idea that you can go and get a guy can take his family out and go get a big, thick, nice steak and eat it. I mean, it's hard to understand in America how unique that is, the availability of meat, the availability of this Western steak, whatever idea. The rest of the world, this is unique to the United States to some degree, at least the prevalence of it certainly is. And now we're seeing that idea being come under attack, this idea of looking across the West. If you've ever been out West, you know, now you're starting to see buffalo more. You know, just that idea is so iconic. It's so Americana. And to now for them to say, well, you know, there might or might not be some sort of virus, so we need to just kill all these animals. It's sickening. It's dangerous. It's an attack on who we are. It's crazy, Pastor.
Yes, it is. It truly is. Now, you've been in the storable food business for how many years now, Daniel?
13 or so. What year is it? 14? 13 or 14?
Okay. Now, when you first started, how many shortages did you have in finding enough supplies to build your food group?
Nothing. No, I could find whatever I want. And I also, you know, we were the first company to do organic. It wasn't that you couldn't find it. We just had to create. We were the first one that had the organic thing. Like, we created it. And basically, we had to take a machete through the jungle. But, hey, the jungle is there, and we could cut down through the machete or cut it down with the machete and get to where we wanted to go. It wasn't – there was never a problem of what is it available or not. Never. It may have been a problem of creating and putting it together, what have you. Even when we created totally unique products like the Organic Family Pack, never a problem. Never. Never was supply. And then when we find, you know, I always make the joke or whatever about, well, trying to find some organic peas. Well, back then you had, you know, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 places you could find your organic peas. Not a problem. One's down or one was limited or one, the price went up or one. You had 2 or 3, 4 more. It was no issue whatsoever, Pastor.
Well, now, so you're saying in less than 15 years, it went from plentiful bounty of supply to where you're having to scrounge to find things.
Yes, and you've asked me this many times, and it almost seems like I'm avoiding the question. I'm not. You know, what are you having trouble? Well, I don't know. That's how weird it is. That's how crazy it is. Like, you asked me, you know, like those peas. Well, next week it might be those peas. The week after it might be a gluten-free pasta. The next week it might be what have you. And there's two, like I said about these eggs. That's why I went into detail about the eggs, so that you can understand the eggs. Sometimes it's not even that there's not eggs available. It's that there's not eggs available to you. And sometimes it's not that there's not the peas that are not available. It's that they're not available to you, which is another unique thing that we haven't seen in the United States, you know, probably during the Depression or, you know, maybe in the early 70s. You know, I don't know. But that's kind of a unique thing that we haven't dealt with in a long time.
And what do you mean not available to you? What do you mean?
I mean, like I was saying, so you got XYZ egg outfit farm. Well, XYZ farm is wiped out. The ABC may still have eggs, but they're not hooked into the supply chain, and they may not be hooked in for quite a while. I mean, you just don't snap your finger and this thing works. That's another thing people need to understand. You know, you just go to the grocery store and you say, well, what's the problem? There's food on the shelf. What's the problem? It just basically, you know, we're under the illusion. It's almost in the back of our mind. We almost think like, fairies bring it there at night or something, like it magically appears. No, you're seeing the tip of the iceberg on a whole supply chain situation. And I I've said that word a million times over the last few times I've been on this show, but it's supply chain. Supply chain is the key. When these are broken down, you don't have it at the store. And when you don't have it at the store, you have just seen the tip of the iceberg of a huge problem and a breakdown somewhere along the line that could be relatively easy to fix or could be devastating. You don't know.
Well, you know, and that's, I mean, you're right. I mean, we're seeing the end result of a lot of work, a lot of management, a lot of efforts put together a can of beans together. It doesn't just happen by osmosis. It takes a long time, a lot of process, and a lot of work. So we know that. And, of course, the basic thing is starts at the farm. It starts at whether it's a dairy farm or a potato farm. It starts at the farm. Somebody's got to produce that food. Get it out of the ground and get it into people's hands. But now, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, I don't remember how long it's been a while, I covered in one of our Bible studies the fact that companies were, now this is a true story, were debating putting armed guards on their supply trucks, trucks and trailers full of food, were debating putting on armed guards. Well, now the discussion is back. As you know, somebody broke into a warehouse and stole 100,000 eggs three days ago, worth $40,000. Now they're putting guards on the warehouse. So I do believe one day, because of the shortage and the price of food, it'll be like a drug run or a gold run. People going to want to steal it for the profits in it. And I can see that happening, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's very interesting times we live in, and we are on, you know, there's two ways. We always talk about a food shortage. You know, there's two ways that you could not have food, Pastor. One, there could be no food at the store. That's for most people. You know, most people don't have a garden in America. It used to be they did, but most people don't. So let's just say for the average American, there's no food at the store. So they go there during COVID. Everybody can have stories so they can relate to this. So it doesn't seem foreign. They went to the store to get some meat. There is either no meat or, hey, you can only have this much, or come back tomorrow and you can only have this, whatever, or toilet paper, whatever, fill the blank. The other way is that it costs so much you can't afford it. And that is the food availability problem that most people don't even consider. Because when you have these situations in this environment, and you've seen it, I don't have to, this isn't anything I have to prove to you. I mean, common sense, it's obvious. When the supply chains suffer like this, and they become in question, when so many things that were never in doubt now are in question, what happens to the price? And we just saw it the last 3-4 years. What is the price of food? Even the government's own statistics, The government's own statistics are saying the last 4 to 5 years, food has went up 40 to 50%. That's their statistics. The reality is it's probably a little more. That's what they are saying. Why has that happened? Well, it's just going down exactly. That's why I spent so much time talking about these eggs, so you understand this. This is why. Because now it costs money, and now it costs manpower, and now it costs time and all the above to fill in these gaps that weren't there before. Or they got to find new sources and develop new sources, which weren't there, which cost money, which now costs, by the way, now costs more money to get going than they did 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. They cost significantly more in the inputs to get started. You know, we talked about water shortages of farmers in a friend of mine in Idaho that they've been dealing with that. Well, one of the interesting parts talking to him is about the future of farming and family farms. That if for him, he got into farming because his dad was into farming, and that's what they did, and they had the land, the leases, and the what have you. Well, go ahead and try to start farming today. Go ahead and start from zero and try to get into it. Well, he doesn't have his daddy's land that he can help, or at least by his neighbor that they've had for 10, 20 years or whatever, that they have a relationship. That doesn't exist. You're starting from scratch. So go ahead and start from scratch and try to get into it. This is the way that you get food has radically changed, drastically changed, severely changed. I don't know what the right word to say is. Over the last 5 years, it is not the same for most of your products. Now you see that with eggs. Now you see it with meat. You know, fill in the blank. You know, try to build a house. The cost to build a house now. So all these ways that you, the end consumer, get these products has changed. The cost to fill in these gaps, the cost for corporations to develop new means of production have all risen dramatically, or they don't exist and they have to go even out to find them.
That's very true. Well, the expenses to do about anything from scratch. I don't care what's building a home, or you said starting a farm, or even buy a new automobile, is unbelievably above most people's heads. That's why I don't drive a new car. I drive used car, because who could spend $100,000 for a new pickup truck? I know I can't do that. But I mean, it's just amazing how this is working out. And folks, we're not trying to scare you. We're telling the truth, and surely you see it now. Food shortage is already here, and it's going to increase. Daniel offers the best durable food available. We're going to discuss that after the break and take your phone calls and questions also, so don't go away. A lot more to talk about. Pick up your sword and shield. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in stable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here and talking to Daniel Bringman of Numana Food, and I want you to understand something, folks. He's telling you the truth. We've been offering this product through this ministry for a long time now, trying to get people to understand that this is not an option. You got to have food. You got to have water. You got to have water filters. That's why we offer Jane McKenzie water filters through this ministry, the best on the market today. And they are, if you don't have a container, you can make your own. I mean, these are things that you must think about. You can't live without food and water. I don't care who you are. You got to have it. If not for yourself, for your children, your family, you got to have these things. I was talking to Daniel during the break about not just the cost of food going up, the cost of supplies going up, the cost of manufacturing going up. What I'm seeing also is the ministry, and people say, it's just too expensive. I tell you what you do. You start up a little ministry like this or a business like Daniel's. You pack up about six number 10 cans of food, put them in a box, and try to ship them and see what it costs.
You will bypass out.
I mean, folks, it breaks my heart to have to ask what I do for a way after this little ministry. But I have to cover shipping. It's ridiculous, and it's going higher every day. The service in most cases is getting worse, but the price going up. So all these things are you have to count into it right now. And it's not going to go down. Inflation is not going away. Stock up now. Even though you think it's outrageously expensive, and it is, another couple of years from now, it could be a whole lot worse. We've been saying that to you for years, and over the last 4 or 5 years, surely you've seen that fact come to pass. And Daniel, I know that you were talking about supply and demand and manufacturing, but I know you have to cover the expense of shipping these products. So all that counts into inflation, doesn't it?
Well, let's talk about shipping a little bit and related to inflation. One of the reasons Trump got elected You know, everybody can remember his great slogan, drill, baby, drill. Why is that so important? He understands if there's going to be any recovery in America's economy, if there's going to be any future to reverse this thing and have some production coming back, if there's any hope for it, he sees what I certainly see. Energy prices have to go down. So you think of everything in your house, everything you ever buy, every single thing is affected by the price of energy. Everything. When something is shipped, it's gas that gets in here, or coal on a train line, or, you know, propane, you know, some engines run on propane or what have you. It's some sort of fuel, some sort of energy. And the great contest that he's waging is let's get the energy prices. If we're going to have a chance to compete here, we got to get the energy prices down. So that's what you see. That's what that's all about. How important is that? In my opinion, for economic standpoint, it's number one. Number one is the price, getting the price of energy down under control and having reliable and independent. We be energy independent. This is number one for the financial security and logistic security, probably, of the United States of America. Number one, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you to, I don't know if you remember Pastor YRC, the trucking company. Remember YRC?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, they went out of business. And when YRC went out of business, places like FedEx and UPS, and in your mind, see, this is what we heard from Biden about, or not Biden, Kamala Harris, about price fixing and price gouging. Oh, these businesses are just ripping people off. So when the YRC went out of business, FedEx and UPS's rates went up like that. Like that. And, you know, you want to do an exercise? Do what Pastor Butch says. Go get you a box of food, a normal type box, and then go down and try to ship it by FedEx. Just go ship it to your aunt or uncle somewhere and see what happens and see what the And I'm telling you.
Even the U.S. mail. Do it that way.
Go ahead. I mean, it'll pause you. It'll knock you back a little bit. And when YRC went out of business, those prices went up immediately. Now, why did I mention Kamala Harris? Why did I mention price fixing? And see, this is, these aren't political things, but they become political things. What I'm talking about is just common sense. But it becomes political when these parties are throwing this around like a football. It's asinine. Here's what I'm trying to point out to you. You think, well, FedEx and UPS is just taking advantage of the situation, and they're just ripping people off. Okay, to some degree, I'm sure they said, well, where else are they going to go? Let's raise our rates. The other thing that you may not take into consideration, they don't have a choice. They have to raise the rates. And you think, oh, they don't have to do that. Well, that's what Kamala Harris would say. Okay, Kamala, let's ask you. Okay, so now YRC is out of business, and they're shipping, you know, whatever percentage it is. If it was significant, what they're shipping across the country. Okay, now FedEx and UPS, primarily post office, also has to ship those. Well, how are they going to ship them? They already have a network that's already built. Their network is X. Well, now they got to ship X plus YRC or percentage of YRC shipping. You know, 25%, 35%, 45% of what YRC ships, they got to ship now. So how do they do that? Well, they have got to buy new trucks. Well, that same truck that they buy today, it doesn't cost the same as it did 5 years ago. Now, same thing you're going through. They go through it too. I mean, obviously they get quantity pricing, but they're still going through it. So now their pricing goes, they don't have a choice. If they were to keep the prices the same, they would go out of business. That's another reason Trump got elected. It is so asinine what was coming out of her mouth about this price fixing and about supply chain and about food and about what have you. This is every socialist communist country as a last resort tried price fixing and just go research and see what the result is. Price fixing leads to starvation. Period. End of story. Shortages. Write it down. Why? It's because what I'm explaining to you, all this is the most important thing when it comes to the supply of food. I'm giving you, speaking in generalities, and it applies to whatever you're dealing with in your house, whatever you're having a hard time getting a hold of. Pretty much generally what I've told you, the framework I've told you, is what's causing it or what's affecting it. So when YRC goes out of business and FedEx and UPS, post office, what have you, raise their rates, they are not price gouging you. To some degree, I don't want to say entirely, to some degree, yeah, they're probably trying to get ahead. They know it's coming. I mean, for people who have a business, they understand these things. Hey, we got to get ahead here. We got to do something. To some degree, that's true. The vast majority of that is not. It's they don't have a choice. You want your stuff shipped, they have to raise that price. And if they don't raise that price, then your stuff won't get shipped. And now you just talked about customer service. You just talked about reliability. You just talked about all these things. And people say, oh, those greedy corporations are causing this all because they're, blah, 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 blah. Again, same thing. To some degree, that is true. The larger degree, they're trying to compete into a world that we haven't seen in America in a long time. And so they're looking to make this thing work and make this thing kind of kick the can down the road to some degree and cut costs and cut corners wherever they can. And to say, and then Kamala Harris said, you didn't start, Obama's famous line, you didn't start that business. The government did or whatever. Give me a break.
Yeah, right.
The government doesn't do anything. The pastor was talking to you during the break, and we were talking about some of these predictions, and I've been fairly accurate. And I've been on a lot of broadcasts, and people have asked me this, and they went later and said, well, how did you know about the meat, or how did you know about the eggs? Same thing I told you. What did I tell you 20 minutes ago, Pastor? It's not like I'm making some crazy prophecy. It's just I see these things where you may not, where your work, where you work, or what you do, you may not see it. It's not a crazy prediction. It's I'm not that brilliant, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the sentiment. It's not that hard to predict if you saw what I saw. That's what I'm telling you.
And I think even in this case, common sense from looking at the past, look at the future. Also, you can predict it pretty easy. Also, it's not because you're a prophet, so to speak, but you can take history and what's happening and predict the future. And if they have their way, of course, there's going to be another COVID hoax. There's going to be another disease to wipe out the animal supplies. I mean, meat is going to be a huge. A huge takedown real soon. Beef and everything else is going to skyrocket. Already has. So people that are not preparing themselves for what's coming are going to be in for a very rude awakening in the very near future. I know they think Trump's going to change all this, and God bless him if he could, but he can't. He can't control all this. It's impossible. He can't monitor all this and keep them from slaughtering chickens and cutting back on imports for different things. He can't do it. This is all part of the plan to get us on our knees, so to speak, so they will accept anything we're told to accept in order to survive to feed their family. Folks, this is leading to fulfilled prophecy. If there's going to be a food shortage, that's in the Bible. It's going to be worldwide. It is worldwide. It's already started worldwide. We're better off than most countries. We truly are. So don't go thinking, well, it can't happen here. It is happening here. They don't do it overnight. People would throw a fit. So they start, remember back during COVID, when COVID first started, they were running out of toilet paper. Everybody started buying toilet paper. I mean, now they're running out of eggs, and they truly are, and the prices are going through the roof. Whether this is intended, man-made or not, which I believe it is, they're running out of eggs. They said they're going to do it. They are. This is happening. So what's next on your list? Why don't you give Daniel a call? and see what he can offer you that can maybe at least lessen the impact when it comes down to the point you can't get a certain product or the price is so high you simply can't afford it. Folks, if the grocery sales were stuffed with food and you couldn't afford it, it'd be no different than not being there. You can't get it. Now, that's something you got to think about. And, Daniel, give the folks how they can contact you and find out what you're doing.
Our website is www.numanna.com, numanna.com, or you can call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. We'd love to help you. We got specials. You can mention Pastor or use Pastor Butch at checkout. There's a coupon code area, and you'll get a discount on the products. And we'd love to help you or answer any questions, whether you buy from us or whatever. We can certainly help, you know, answer questions or you know, go over what you're thinking or what have you. We're happy to guide you or give you any of our expertise that we have to help you make some decisions. This is, you know, right now, the Trump administration, I'm really pleased with some of the things that he's done, especially from all these things that we've talked about. They're very, very crucial. But I'm also telling you, and he, you know, Trump's not dumb. Trump's pretty smart. He understands this. He's trying to thread a needle, ladies and gentlemen. This is so much of our problems are already baked into this situation, and there's going to be so much. You know, I'd like to think that, you know, 6 months, everything is going to be like it was 40 years ago in the United States. I mean, it's just not going to happen. There's going to be, even if he's able to pull off everything he wants to, just look at it economically, which he's on the right track. He's definitely on the right track from my perspective. There's going to be so much upheaval. There's going to be so many people that are trying to stop him, so many people with vested interests with all kinds of agendas along the way. You're going to be in the middle of this. And you are going to have the ability, I believe, that if you take steps of preparation, that you're going to be, you're not going to feel this like some people are. You're not going to feel it the same way. And so that's what we're about, and we're here to give you information, products, great products, all kind of. We have a grab and go, a go bag now. It's even a smaller price point, smaller nice cotton organic bag you can take. We have water, we have filtered water that has zero bacteria, so it lasts. So you can just store it for 20 plus years. That's essential. You know, check out our water storage that we have, water filters. All these type of things that we have for you will help you. And, I don't know what else to say. We're here for you, and take advantage of us.
Do pay attention. Now, let's take a phone call from our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor. Hello. The FMCSA, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association, or organization, for California, Louisiana, and Iowa have just gotten rid of a bunch of regulations so that these chicken companies that have chickens in Iowa, Louisiana, California that are not down with the bird flu can move them to a different state without the driving regulation. So the drivers can go 24 hours a day. It's a federal emergency has been declared.
That is such a big deal, Pastor. See, Jan, you're hitting on exactly what I was trying to explain at first. About, you know, there may be eggs, but you can't get them. I mean, this is a big deal. We have an administration right now that's proactive. They are pro-business. They are pro-activity. That is such great news, Jan. That is a big deal.
But they're taking them out of the states and moving them to different states. All these chickens. For what reason? I can't find anybody that's seen any dead birds, wild birds. They're supposed to be causing these infections anywhere.
Me neither.
And if the wild birds aren't dying, how are they infecting the chicken? What tests are they using? Whose tests are they using? That's kind of like the COVID shot. What tests are they using? Chickens die. When you have large groups of chickens, chickens die.
Of course they die. But they, well, see, they don't have to offer
food. And now they're saying, well, it's bird flu. They're blaming it on all of it on bird flu.
But they don't have to offer proof. They make the accusation on ABC News, and it panics everybody, and they all buy it. That's the problem.
Yeah. The tests that they're using.
The governors had declared emergencies, and now the Fed has. But the receiver has to be okay. They can't have any bird flu where they're going. So these big companies with multi-state, you know, hatcheries or chicken farms can move their birds.
Okay, good comment. What do you want to add to that,
The tests that they're using, you remember in COVID, the PCR test, the guy who invented PCR tests, I can't remember an acronym for.
One of the Gates Foundations.
Yeah, the guy who invented PCR tests said it should never be used to determine absolutely any disease.
That's true.
There are eight governors.
You can turn them up to decide anything you want.
That want to stop COVID jobs completely, including ours, which is good. But they're going to take all these eggs away. Next thing you know, then the chickens. Then they're going to take the cattle, and they're going to take everything out. And what states are they? What states are they being moved to?
These are great questions, but it's promising. This is such a. All these questions you bring up are so important, Jan, because, see, there's two ways to look at it. The first way is, okay, this is great because now we're getting supply to where it needs to go. The other thing is, just like you're saying, okay, well, where is this supply going? What are they doing? Who's receiving it? What are they doing with it? Do they have bird flu? What are their standards? Are they testing? Is their testing different than where they came from? These are all great questions, Jan.
They are.
And there's you cannot trust this testing anymore. Because the guys that are pushing the testing are the same guys that pushed the vaccines. There's all this stuff.
Always. Jan, what got to jump right now. Jan? Time. A good call.
Jan, quickly. Call. Quickly, what state was she in? What state was she in?
Iowa. I'm in
Iowa. Okay. Good, Iowa. Good. Thank you, Jan.
Okay.
Great to talk to you.
Let's talk to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch and Daniel. Both of you guys are fairly old, so you'll probably remember the hippie movement and the song. One of the songs of that area is "Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes." Well, I got my BA in Russian, and when I got it, I kind of minored in communism, internationalism, globalism, and Russian history and Soviet history. And guess what? Everywhere that militant socialism goes, everywhere where communism goes, people starve to death. And that's just a proven fact of history. And so going to have to get ready to face the horrors that they face, like in the Ukraine, in the Soviet Union. In the 1920s, the farmers were starving to death, while the little bit of wheat they had, they were shipping out of the country to get cash in. And so everywhere where communism goes, I mean, you can call it whatever you want, globalism, socialism, whatever, the result is population reduction by starvation. And would both of you gentlemen agree with that?
I agree.
Absolutely.
How about you?
Absolutely, of course.
Very good point. Great to talk to you. Thanks for the call,
God
Darryl.
Bless you both, and thanks
right
for getting the word out. And Daniel, thank you for what you do and for the information that you also get out. And Pastor Butch, thank you for Call to Decision. And folks, support Pastor Butch by helping out with some of the materials that he offers, including some of the informational tools that he offers. Please help out there to keep Pastor Butch and Call to Decision Ministry afloat. Pastor Butch, love you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Darryl.
And again, the way to contact you and talk to you about your food is what again?
Numanna.com, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, or 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775.
And folks, if you call Mark, $100 worth or $500 worth or $1,000 worth, whatever, you get a little discount if you mention his program. Yeah, yeah, he's a sponsor. That's how we pay our bills. So if you mention our name, it does help us keep him as a sponsor. We keep our lights on here. So do that. One more time, the phone number, one more time, Daniel.
888-597-0775.
All right. Daniel Brinkman, thank you so much for getting the night. It's been another good program, and the hour just flew by. But thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Hey, God bless you. God bless everybody. Always great to be with you. Great to talk to you. And, yeah, let us know if we can help you in any way.
All right. I'll be talking to you, my friend. Thank you. And
thank
folks,
you.
Before I forget, you're welcome. Before I forget, I need to announce that coming April 4th and 5th, God willing, I'll be in Wisconsin, in Warsaw, Wisconsin, for a function put on by Wisconsin Christian News. It'll be held there with some great speakers. I'll be one of the least ones, but they'll be with Pastor Art Pulaski, Dr. Ted Brower, Pastor Matt Truella, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, Don Wolf, Scott Chiera, Dr. Mike Spalding. I mean, I'll be there among that one lady and the gentleman. I guess you could say I'll be probably the West Virginia mule involved with a bunch of Kentucky racehorses, but I'll be there, do my best. Come and join us if you can. You can call 715-486-8066. 715-486-8066, and ask what you need to do. Right now, through March 4th, you can have groups of 4 to 10 for a total of $250, 4 to 10 people, $250. We can buy single tickets for $69 a piece. It's going to be a great conference. I hope you come and join us. I really mean that. I hope you will come and see us and join the group. And, folks, we are doing our best with your help and by the grace of God to reach people as fast as we can, because things are not going to turn around. No matter how much, maybe some things are improving somewhat, and thank God for it. But overall, it's not going to increase that much in a way we want to. We need to put our faith in Christ, understand what he's trying to tell us. The teaching I did this past weekend on America's Trojan Horse, don't be blindsided, folks. Flattering words and promises are just exactly what the Antichrist system does to get us involved. And that's all part of the system, even to the Matrix system, AI, digital pictures and photographs for AI and for ID is all part of the beast system. We've been flattered into it. Paying your bills with a credit card or a telephone, it's all part of the beast system. I know you don't want to hear that, but it doesn't change the facts. It's easy, it's convenient, and it also ensnares us. We have to understand these things. Satan's way to the flesh is much easier than God's way. But we've been deceived into this for so long, it's going to be hard to break that habit. I should be hearing music in. I did not hear it. You have to give me a little more boost there, Todder.